This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Turns out it may be, we're not really sure yet, but we don't think so, probably wasn't a hydrogen bomb that the North Koreans tested yesterday. Scientists are still looking at all their data. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said today that the blast wasn't consistent with an H-bomb. But all of that said, geopolitical nerves have indeed been jangled. The UN Security Council put together a hasty meeting today at which it strongly condemned the North Korean test and, oh, by the way, promised more sanctions on that country as well. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson gets us going with how sanctions have been working so far.
President Obama has called North Korea the most isolated, most sanctioned, most cut off nation on earth. Bruce Klingner at the Heritage Foundation says there's a lot more we could be doing.
The U.S., EU, and UN imposed far stronger sanctions and targeted financial measures on Iran. Unilaterally, the U.S. has targeted more entities from Iran, Balkans, Cuba, Zimbabwe than we have North Korea.
But if North Korea's economy is in dire straits, and woe is it, says Klingner, that's less due to sanctions, more its government. Sung-Yung Lee is at the Fletcher School at Tufts University.
North Korea is the only country in world history to have suffered a famine despite being a literate, urbanized, industrialized society.
Even so, Lee says the North Korean regime lives extravagantly, funded by dubious means.
Like the sale of drugs, illicit substances, counterfeit U.S. $100 bills, weapons, and so forth.
And then there's China. Even though Beijing has condemned North Korea's nuclear testing, Stefan Haggard at UC San Diego says it's China that's keeping North Korea's economy afloat.
Virtually all of North Korea's trade and investment is with China. Our estimates are that it could be as much as 80%.
He says as long as that relationship continues, the regime will likely plod along and stay in power. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.